Hey, you're listening to the Love Fiercely podcast. My name is Keela Craft Ambrose. This is a place to grow, be inspired, and to go deeper in the things of God. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hey, everybody. So I do these segments on my IGTV on Instagram called 1 Minute Encouragement. And if you haven't ever checked it out, my Instagram name is just Keela Craft Ambrose. You can go check that out. But I did one this week on something that happened on The Bachelorette. And maybe you've seen The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, maybe you haven't. But it just sparked a thought in me. And I had to share some of my thoughts because honestly, it was frustrating because they were talking about values in a roundabout way, but using it as like they were saying that your values were judgmental. So there are crazy people on this show. I'm not saying that I condone this show. I'm not saying I agree with either side of The Bachelorette or the guys she's dating. I have no investment in that. The main thing that made me think about this, I'll explain in the IGTV audio that you're going to hear. But basically, I want you to know that I decided to name this episode Values Are Not Judgment, because just because your values might make someone feel uncomfortable or even judge doesn't mean you're judging them. It's good to have values. It's actually a very positive thing because what you value will make you valuable. It's not that you're not intrinsically and like personally valuable to the world, but whatever you value actually gives you the capacity to bring more value because you're taking the time to value something. There are a lot of people that go through the world, they don't have any values, they don't know what they're doing, where they're headed. Your values help you have direction. Your values help you have great alignments. Your values help you make right decisions. So all that to say, your values are not judgment unless you're actually acting in judgment based on your values. I'm not gonna get into all that, but I just wanted to share this audio recording of the 1 minute encouragement, which is actually 8 minutes, but I just call it 1 minute encouragement. This time it was 8 minutes. So I hope you enjoy it and please feel free to share. I'd love for you to subscribe to my podcast so it gets directly delivered to you, and enjoy this episode of the Love Fiercely podcast. It's 1 minute encouragement time. And I wanted to talk to you guys today about something. I don't want to go too far into it because some of you guys are like, what are you talking about? But I wanted to tell you about something that happened this week. Me and my husband were watching this show called The Bachelorette. I don't watch it all the time. To be completely honest, I understand that those kind of reality shows are like fabricated and they want you to see what they want you to see. But this scenario happened where this guy who everyone loves to hate named Luke, he basically stood up to the girl who's the Bachelorette. Her name's Hannah. And he said, if you've slept with these other men on this show, I wouldn't want to continue in this process. And it became this huge deal where he was judging her, and supposedly both these people are Christians and all this kind of stuff. And it frustrated me because judging someone is different than having values. It just is. Judging someone is different than having values. If he said, I hate you, you're an idiot, you're a hoe, you don't deserve to be loved, whatever, that's a whole different thing than saying, this is the kind of woman I want to have, and if I am dating you in this weird dating scenario and you're sleeping around, I wouldn't want to be with someone like that. That's okay. That's not called judging someone. That's called making choices for your future based on your values. And I want everybody to know out there, no matter what you think about these characters that you see on this show, which whatever, they can show you what they want you to see. I don't agree with this Luke P dude. I don't agree with this Hannah girl. All I'm trying to tell you is what frustrated me is the debate on judgment and values. You know, the Bible talks about in Matthew and in John, it talks about that you will know them by their fruit. What it's talking about in this is talking about someone who says that they're a speaker for God, someone who says that they follow God. It says in the Bible that you're not going to know them by what they look like. You're not going to know them by how pretty they are or how good they smell. You're gonna know them by what they do in their life. And to me, looking at someone in your life, you're allowed to have what your values are, and hopefully they align with God. But guess what? If your values don't align with someone else's, it's okay to not wanna be with them. It's okay to not be friends with them. And that doesn't mean that you don't love them. That doesn't mean that you don't believe the best for them or believe that God loves them. But guess what? You don't have to accept what they do, but you can accept who they are. And you don't have to be aligned with them to love them. And that was just something that was super frustrating to me, just the dynamic of that, because I think in the world today, it's so one-sided. Like, you have to accept all these people, but then the other side, there's no openness for it. You have to have tolerance for these people, but then there's not another side to it. Like, I want to tell those of you that follow me and you're not Christians that God loves you, and that he, just like this girl in the show said, I had sex in a windmill and Jesus still loves me. You are right. She is right. And if you're messing up, just like I mess up all the time, Jesus still loves you too. But that doesn't mean that someone can't have values. And just because someone feels rejected by those values doesn't make the values wrong. Now, using your values against somebody, doing that in a way that was putting her down or whatever, that's a whole different thing. But that's not what was happening. He was literally saying, these are my values, and if our values don't align, we shouldn't be together. And guess what? That's okay. And that's good. If you don't have values, you should get some, because your values will direct your life. Your values help you be valuable. If you have values, you have something of value to bring. Okay? And I'm not in here to debate one side or the other on who should value what. All I'm saying is that in this show, it just revealed something to me, that people look at you having values as judgment. You having values is not judgment. But the Bible does talk about, if someone says that they are a speaker for God or they believe in God, you can look at their life and say, do I want to be aligned with them? Not like, are they going to heaven or hell? Do I like them? Should I care for them? No, we should love everybody. But that doesn't mean you have to be aligned with them. That doesn't mean you have to marry them. The Bachelor and the Bachelorette are already such a weird scenario, and I know people have found love on it, but it's very rare that you see someone who says they're a Christian live out that Christianity on TV and it be something that other people would want to follow. So all I will say with this, and I know this is way longer than a minute, but all I will say with this, you know, at the end is, Jesus loves you. We should love you as Christians. Christians should love people, but that doesn't mean that you have to be in alignment with them, and that doesn't mean that you have to marry someone. If your values don't line up, guess what? God will bring you someone whose values do. And if you never have values or you never talk about that, you're gonna be unequally yoked. Now, unequally yoked is not eggs, okay, if you don't know that. It's literally this wooden apparatus that would go on the back of a bull or a cow or something that would plow a field back in the day. And they would put some, like, on this yoke, they would put one that was stronger and one that was like an equal amount of strength, but maybe not as strong. But if you have one that's super weak and it's trying to plow a field on the other side, and you have one that's really strong trying to plow a field on the other side, your field isn't going to produce the kind of crops that it needs to produce. But this yoke on the top helps them to plow equally. That's your values. That yoke is your values. That yoke is who Jesus is in your life, the fruit that you have in your life from believing in Jesus. And it helps you. And Jesus is this yoke for us, that he helps us get where we need to get and for it to be fruitful. Now, if you're pairing yourself with someone, and we're all going to be weak at different times, but if you're pairing someone that has different values and you don't have that yoke of values, you're going to go in different directions. You're going to plow at different depths. So we have to be equally yoked so that we can have the harvest that we want in our life, so that we can have the end result that we want in our life. Otherwise, you're gonna be pulling from side to side. Like, if they weren't yoked together and they were just side by side, one would veer this way, one would veer that way. That's why the Bible talks about being equally yoked. So I wanna just encourage you today. Maybe you don't ever watch The Bachelor, and that's fine. I don't think you should. It's just TV trash. But all I'm telling you today is, I'm not getting caught up in the characters. I don't care what Hannah does. I don't care what Luke does. All I'm saying is, as a Christian, it bothered me, because there's a difference between having values and judging someone. Having values might make someone feel judged, but values don't judge people. The reason why people feel that way whenever you have values is because it's not their values. And maybe they know down deep inside they want better for themselves. Stating your values isn't judgmental. If you tell someone else you need to have these values too, or else, that's different. You use your values as a guide for your life, and God blesses those values, okay? He gets them. When you let him get involved in those values, he can make you valuable. He can make what you're doing valuable, because he can multiply it, because it's in his hands. But all this to say, whenever you're thinking about being in alignment with someone, joining in business with someone, being friends with someone, dating someone, marrying someone, if you don't see their fruit being positive and based on the values that you have the option to not be aligned with them. You have to still love them as a Christian, but you don't have to be in alignment or agreement with them. Loving someone is different than agreeing with what they do. Accepting someone is different than accepting what they do. So hopefully that challenges you and encourages you today. That was just something that fired me up this week, because I fully believe that, even Hannah said this in the show, that Christians use sometimes what they believe against people. I know that that happens. I know that's happened historically. But she said, I'm all about love. If she was all about love, she would be operating differently in this show. On the Men Tell All, wouldn't have happened how it happened. So I think it's important that we know the truth, but the truth also sets us free, that we don't just speak it as knowledge, but we actually live it, because good trees can't produce bad fruit and bad trees can't produce good fruit. Only a good tree can produce good fruit. And in seasons, we're always gonna be maybe producing some fruit that we don't wanna produce. And that's why it's important, the Bible says, to cut back where there's not fruit. That's what values help you do. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the Love Fiercely podcast. I would love for you to subscribe to personally receive weekly encouragement. Also, check out my blog at KeelaCraftAmbrose.com for monthly content. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook and Instagram at KeelaCraftAmbrose.